Welcome to the Practical Halacha series of Parshas B'Shalach, Beis Tefillah Tovshin Ein Vav. Today we're going to discuss Suda Shabbos. When do we have our Sudas? Are they flexible? Can we move them around? Do we have to be careful to have them at certain times? The connection to this week's Parsha is from Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chafei, regarding the man. Vayomer Moshe, ichluhu hayoim. Eat the man today. Kishabas hayoim lashem. Hayoim noim tinsu basade. Eat it today, the mitzvah of eating today. And he three times it says hayoim. Therefore, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin on the base says, Mikan shechayav odom lechol b'shabbos shalosh sudos. From this pasuk is the source, a person has to eat on Shabbos three meals. Yichlu hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. Three times says today, today, today. To eat, eat three times is the source to have three meals on Shabbos. First point I'd like to investigate. Are Asuda Shabbos, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanon? What type of obligation do we have to have Shabbos meals? What do you say, by the way? Smach. What? Mother, that's a smach. Okay. In the Sefer Yireim is one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so counting the Tarag Mitzvahs. Says the Sefer Yireim in Siman Tzadik Beis. Shalosh Sudos, Tziva Yotzreinu. Our Creator commanded us, B'Parshas Vayibashalach, Sheyoichlu Reisrael Gimel Sudos B'Shabbos Tuchsiv Achlu Hayoy. Very clear in the Sefer Yireim, but it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have three meals in Shabbos. In the Sefer Charedim is also a Sefer, one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Mitzvahs Esse Perek Dalet, he has a perek called Mitzvahs Esse Min HaTorah HaTluya B'Veshet. He breaks down the mitzvahs according to the limbs of the body. Which limb of the body use? So he tells us the mitzvahs Esse of the Torah you use with your food pipe. The mitzvahs Esse you have to eat. You have mitzvahs Esse to do with your windpipe. Once you have to speak Shema, once you have to speak. There's mitzvahs Esse you fulfill by eating. So guess what? What's the mitzvahs Esse min HaTorah you fulfill with your food pipe, with your veshet? He says, Lechol Sholoi Sudois B'Shabbos Dichsiv Tlosa Yoim and Dva Toiro is Vloya Smachta. It's a real mitzvah, it's not a smachta. The Taz in Simen Tov Reish Ein Chesiv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says over there, what happens if you don't have enough money? You have to make a decision. Either to buy, you have money, you can either buy wine for Kiddush or your meal. You have to make a decision. You can either buy wine for Kiddush or buy Tzorki Suda. Says the Shulchan Aruch, better to buy the wine. Wine is more important. Says what? Dr. Taz, what does wine override? Your salads, your extras. If you don't have bread, then for sure the bread comes before wine, because bread is d'oraisa and the wine is d'rabbanan. Because Shalosh Sudos is d'oraisa, Dr. Taz is d'oraisa. Likewise, the Levush also says that Chiyuv Gimel Sudos is a Chiyuv d'oraisa. In Shut Ma'aril, Simon Tzadik Beis, the question asks, what should I do when Shabbos falls in an Erev Yom Tov? You have Yom Tov coming in, the Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Now, I have a problem. I haven't had my Shalosh Sudos. I have a clash. I need to have my Shalosh Sudos. On the other hand, you're not allowed to have a meal Erev Yom Tov, because you're supposed to come into Yom Tov with an appetite. with a taiva. There's an ether to have a meal there of Yom Tov. I have a chiyuv shara shudas. What do I do? It's a clash. Says the shoyel, I think, he asked the Mariel, that since the mitzvah to come into Yom Tov with the appetite is a drop on, so therefore the chiyuv deraisa of shara shudas should override the chiyuv drop on of having an appetite. Sorry? Let me have my food. I have my shalashudas. Even though I'll lose out, when Yom Tov will come in, I won't have an appetite. Because my mitzvah to have shalashudas is deraisa, and to have an appetite, leave myself an appetite, is drabonon. So the shul understands it's the mitzvah deraisa. Zokta Ma'aril name, you're mistaken, on two fronts. He says, Gimel Sudas is drabonon, and the pasuk then asmachta. And you know what? There's actually no issa to eat a meal erev Yom Tov. He says, don't worry about it. You have your shashudas, because anyway, we're relying on the pasuk, there's no issa to have a meal erev Yom Tov. But we see in Machlekes, he's relying on some pasukim say there's no issa to have a meal erev Shabbos Yom Tov. But what's Nagat asked, that we're seeing Machlekes whether this Gimel Sudas is deraisa drabonon. Okay, now we have a Morgan Avram. Morgan Avram in Simon Reis Tzadik says the Morgan Avram, if the Rav's giving a drasha, there's a drasha, the rabbi is giving a drasha, and you haven't had shalashudas, what do you do? The Rav's going on and on and on, and you haven't had shalashudas. Mausi says the Morgan Avram, Ein la niach hadrasha avul sudashlish. Stay where you are. Listen to what the rabbi has to say. Don't leave for shalashudas. That's what the Morgan Avram says. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the Morgan Avram holding? Does he hold shalashudas as deraisa or drabonon? Obviously, he must be holding drabonon. Were it to be that shalashudas is deraisa, there's no way I would lose the mitzvah of the raisa because the rabbi is giving a drasha. It must be his holding his drab on him. La locha la maisa. We have a proof of this. Okay. La locha la maisa, Mishabur says that Mapitom, the Mishabur says that if a person is supposed to make sure his meal should be before the drasha or after the drasha. If indeed you haven't had, you're going to lose your sudash lishit, then you have to leave for the drasha as well. The ma'aser, we don't pass like that. Morgan Avram. The Bi'ur Halacha in Reis Tam HaGimel summarizes, says that roiv poiskim hold that pass of three meals is not drabonon and a smachta ba'am. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. The Rambam doesn't bring down Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a chiyuv of three meals, and the pashas of the pasuk is not referring to meals, chiyuv meals. Therefore, it's an asmachta, and roiv poskim hold it's a din drabonon. All three. Okay, that was our first point. We clarified: is the meal, is the chiyuv meal, is the meal is the raisa or drabonon? Now, what's the reason? What's the rationale having three meals? You know, in the time of the Gemara, people would only have two meals a day, morning and evening. There's no third meal. What's the rationale? Now, you're not going to believe this, what I'm about to tell you right now. I'm quoting now from Abu Adram. The Abu Adram, one of the Rishonim, quoted in Yor Rabba, Sim Reish Tzadik Aleph. It says Abu Adram, why is the chiyuv of having a shalashudas? He says, when a person eats a lot, it restricts him from having his next meal. So therefore, Chazal tell you, Shwaya Shwaya, calm down. There's a meal coming up. What's to be achieved? That you won't be able to overeat. Because you know there's a meal to come. And what's to be gained? And therefore, you'll have Livoi Ponu Lasik Batoyo. If you overeat, you have no time to learn, because you just collapse. After the meal, after the challenge, forget it. The guy almost have to call an ambulance. Have to call a tzala almost. But so in order, as a safety measure, they shouldn't overeat. Therefore, the Chazal puts in, there's another meal to be coming. Therefore, hold back. You won't overeat. Therefore, liboy will be pronu lasik batera. And another benefit, you get schar for koyveshes yitzroi. There's this delicious food in front of you, amazing chalent, amazing dessert, and you're gonna hold yourself back because there's another meal to come. So you'll be koyvesh yitzroi. Your mouth will be watering for all those amazing pies that your wife prepared. You're not gonna eat them. And therefore you get schar for koyvesh yitzroi and kol shekein on a weekday. If that's what you practice on Shabbos, holding back, for sure on a weekday you will hold back from overeating. Okay, that's the Avua drum. I'm not sure your wife would appreciate that one. The Yorav brings, the Matan Moshe brings 10 reasons that Pia Kabbalah to have 3 meals. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Eden, Nohor, and Gan. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Bais Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Connected the 3 letters of Shem Hashem, who's coming to be Sameach in Israel. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Vura, Tiferes, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And therefore, he concludes, whoever drops the last meal, Kilu, Chaser Shalim, Hurigas, Nefesh. Very important to have, make sure you have your 3 meals. Okay, now we get into the Maisa. Are we flexible with the time? Yes. It's one of the lists. Maybe the Bach says that. Bach, I think so. Oh, now, the very big questions. Let's speak out the questions. It's a winter. It's a winter. You davened. You got up late. You went to Hasidic Minyan. Started at 9 o'clock. And after long aliyahs and mishaberachs and the chadas and yoitzus came on the way as well. And then there's the kiddush. By the time you come home, it's sort of 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's long past chatzos. Is there anything wrong with that? Are you supposed to have your meal before Chatzos? Yeah, the Kiddush is not your meal, is it? You didn't wash your Kiddush. Okay, so let's see. Says the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, obviously, the Chatchila, the normal behavior is at night, if you have your first meal, morning, Shacharis, you have a second meal, and Mincha, you have your third meal. That's standard. That's the normal behavior. How do I know that? Because it says by Dleika. You learn if there's a Dleika, Chas Hashem, your house is burning down. If it's at night time, you can save 3 meals. Shacharis, you can save 2 meals. And Mincha, you can save 1 meal. So we see the order when you're supposed to have your meals. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Aleph Siv Beis. When does Sudash Lishit? When does it come? When does it start? Zmano Mishigia Zman Mincha. Then Mishesh Shoyso Mechza Velamala. The time for Sharashudas is after Chatzos. Sorry? Midday. It'll be 11, I think now it's like 11:50. V'im Osoko. If you had your Sharashudas beforehand, Loikiyem Mitzvah Sudash Lishis. Sorry. You are mekayem it. If you have, if you have, after chasis when you're supposed to have a shlishis, shlishis, after chasis, oh, shachris time, Friday chasis. If you decide to have two meals in the morning, right, you daven nates, so you came home 7 o'clock, you had your first meal, and then at 11:30 you had your second meal. But four chatzais says Ruchon Och, you will not yaitse to the shlishis. Okay, that's shitas Ruchon Och. In fact, the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Lamed says Chayev Odom Lechol Shalei Sudas B'Shabbos Achas Arvis Achas Shachris Achas Mincha. The Rambam defines for us exactly when the meals are supposed to be. Says the Magid Mishnah, see if the Rambam, that's when you're supposed to have the meal. Can't do the meals at a different time. But the Baal Halachos, he argues, says you could break up your morning meal into two. He argues. This is very applicable on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. When this really hits home, is when you have an Erev Pesach that falls on a Shabbos. It happens sometimes. We have a big problem with our Shalashutas. Because after the fourth hour of the day, you can't have Chometz anymore. Now, what do we have for our Shalashutas? You're supposed to have a bread. You can't have Chometz. You're not allowed to possess Chometz anymore. You can't have Matzah. You're not allowed to eat Matzah Erev Pesach. So we're stuck. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should have matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, that's matzah with oil, juice. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You should have Shara Shudas the matzah ashira. The Rambam says we Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashira. So what we can have peiros. We can't do a proper Shudas dishes. Says the Morgan Avraham, I have an idea for you. Break up your shachris meal into two. Have your meal, take a break, bench, take a break, and continue with the meal. Wash again. What are we gaining? When the Shulchan Aruch is not yotzeh shalashutas, but we're gaining the Baal Halachos. There are shittas say that you could have two meals in the morning. That's what the Morgan Avraham says. Okay, so what just came out? The Meikar Adin, the Shittas HaShulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, that you cannot have your Shalashudas early, you can't have it before Chatzos. We're paskening that things are very rigid, and you can't have the meal at the wrong time. Now, that was Shalashudas bringing early. What about having your Shachris meal after Chatzos? Okay, as we said, we went to Chassidus Minyan and there was a Kiddush. You come home after Chatzos. Can you still fulfill your mitzvah? Rabbeisai, hold on tight. Fasten your seatbelts. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shinam Adalat Sifalev. Not float naked by Shabbos if a Chas Rishon and fire broke out. If it's at night time, you can save three sudas. One for the night, one for the morning, one for the afternoon. If it's Shachris time, you haven't eaten yet, you can save a suda, two sudas. One for the morning, one for the afternoon. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Adalat. Vabach Kosav. If the fire broke out after Chatzos, even though you haven't eaten yet, this guy is hungry as anything, he hasn't had his meal yet. Sorry, too late. Missed the train. Gate closed. You can only save one meal. says, you missed Chatzos. Sorry. All you have left is Shadashutas. But Prima God, they're a fact make person. But the Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach. As Ikra Din, you can only save your Shadashutas. Which implies that it's gone. You missed Chatzos, you lost your meal. You lost your mitzvah. Which is in line with the Shulchan Aruch we learned. We learned the Shulchan Aruch, if you have your Shachris early, you're not Yotze. So if you have your Shachris late, you're not Yotze. The times are rigid. Each meal comes with its time. And boys say, I want to show you something that's bothering me very much. We're speaking on it because I don't have clarity myself. In the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Beiches, Sif Aleph, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Osu lis'ano is b'Shabbos at shesh shoyes. Not allowed to, even if you're learning and davening, not allowed to have 6 hours to pass without eating or fasting. Says the Prima God, brings the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima God to him. The whole problem is you're fasting. But you know what? If you have something to eat or to drink before your Shachris, then you're fine. Or before your Musaf. The whole issue is to fast. If you do not fast, you had a cup of tea, you had a coffee. Then that could be said. And it says Mishnah Berurah Lefize. If the shach is menagin, you have a chazan, and he's there, and he's not letting go, and he's doing chazonas and chazonas and chazonas, and more chazonas. And Rabbi Sai, because of him, we're missing chatzos. Says the Mishnah, shaloi kloike. It's not right. He's making people fast. All that we bother by is the fast.
You just said before this that
it's Pesach ourselves
too late.
Oh, Mordechai, Gewaldik, I was zeichet mechavent what you're saying. Exactly. In Reish Peiches, all we care about is fasting.
Now
you're saying Mordechai, I'm with you. We're on the same page. Yeah. And not only that, Mishnah Berurah actually says, you know what, if you're a rabbi, motzah smach, if you're learning, davening, after chatzos, the seder, I don't know what, the seder.
Is drinking coffee before davening?
That's not a meal, no way. Rabbi Sai, in Reish Beiches, all we care about is fasting.
The fasting?
Yeah, that takes away the fasting. If you drink, you eat. That's all we care about.
So then, maybe you can say you missed it.
Sorry.
So if you had it, you had a couple of copies before the show.
Right. Then I think I'm not. Then all right. The Mishnah Berurah is happy. But Abayis the Makara, what happened to this? What about your students? Why are you not worried about your students? About your students Shabbos? Why is it different than the Bach? The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach that when you pass Chatzos, you can't save a meal anymore because it's gone. You lost your Shachris meal. Makarapo. Very, very bothered. Matzasi, the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan right there. The Fianius Daiti. The same way you can't have Shadashutas before Chatzos. You can't have your Shachris meal after Chatzos. Time is the time. And many people, I'm Tmahani, that no one speaks about this. Harbor, Chushul is there. But it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you've got to make sure your suda has to be before Chatzos, V'chenei Noyek. The Oruch HaShulchan, he's shrying Gevalt. But he's by himself. No one else seems to be bothered by delaying the Shabbos meal. This is a mystery. So, what's the maitza? You should care about chatzos and don't care about chatzos. Okay, what about the night meal? Sorry? What about Tainus? Rosh Hashanah is an exception. Rosh Hashanah without to fast. The Yesh Oymen without to fast in Rosh Hashanah anyway. Says the Ramon Reitz Tzadik Aleph, a person who lost he didn't have a suda on Shabbos night. Didn't have a suda on Shabbos night. By Shabbos day he'll have three sudas. Ask the Rabbi, why? What's Maishno? Then the Shabbos night you miss, you make up the next day, means the times are not Ma'ake. And Maishno Shalash sudas you had prematurely, but not yet. Don't get it, says the Rabbi. Why is it the night meal you can have by day and the afternoon meal you can't have by morning? Why? Mashno. Don't get it. So I saw in Shuvas McDonald said, yo, he says the following: Be'emes, time is time, and you cannot move your meal to the wrong time. So what? Why is it if you miss your Shabbos night meal, you make it by day? It's like it's tashlumin. You're not yotz your meal. It's tashlumin. It's saying a person misses Shachris, he daven mincha twice. No, you're not daven Shachris, you daven mincha twice. Tashlumin. Therefore, you missed your night meal. You missed it, but you have tashlumin in the morning. You can make up. What about Shalashudas? Shalashudas, you can't make early. You can't have tashlumin for something you don't owe. You see? Something that you miss your night meal, so you have tashlumin the next day. But to have Shalashudas early, there's no tashlumin because you didn't miss it yet. That's why Shalashudas you can't bring early, but the night meal you can bring late. He has enough kimena. What happens to a guy? Let's say a soldier. He knows he's on duty from the morning of Shabbos till late afternoon. He's not going to have time to have two sudas. He knows in advance he's on guard duty. He's a pilot. He doesn't have time for sudas. So what should he do? Should he have two meals at night? Is that possible? They said, look, if you can have the option of your shalashudas breaking up into two, that's better. Why? Because you've missed your morning meal, now you can have tashlumin and your shalashudas. Like you missed your night meal, you can have tashlumin by day. You missed your morning meal, you can have tashlumin in the afternoon. But to have two meals at night, it's like having shalashudas early. There's no tashlumin at night because you haven't yet missed your morning meal because it hasn't come yet. It's better than nothing. It's like an Erev Pesach that we have two meals. We break up a meal in the morning. Not yet to Shulchan Aruch. It's better than nothing. If you have the option to cut your shalashudas into two, it's much better. Why the Bach says that I can't save two meals because I've missed my first meal, which I have to show me for the second meal.
So he will be able to save two meals.
What? But the Bach says not that way. That's how you explain the Ramah. That's how you explain the Peshittas HaRamah. Okay, what happens if in your if you miss your night meal, you have two meals in the morning, you have two meals, three meals by day, in your second meal you forgot Yalev, you forgot Ritzei. You're having three meals by day. On Shabbos, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat the Birkas Hamazon again. What happens in your second meal? You forgot Ritzei. Yeah, your tashlum. No, it's your tashlumim minyan. Your tashlumim for the night you missed. The meal at night, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat. Repeat Birkas Hamazon. What happens in the tashlumim meal for the next day and you forget Ritzei? You have to go back. Okay. Why not? Says the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef says, why is it by Shalashudas we forget to say we don't go back? Why is it that we have Rishonim who say Shalashudas you don't have that bread? No, not everyone says you have to have bread for Shalashudas. Peiros, cake, Targima. All comes from the same pasuk. Where do you get a difference between Shalashudas and the other meals? It's all Hayoyim, Hayoyim, Hayoyim. Why do you differentiate between the Shalashudas and the other meals? Where's it coming from? Says the Birkei Yosef, tell you why. Because the way of people, they would have a meal at night, a meal by day. On a weekday, that's that, two meals a day. One at night, one a day. It wasn't the way to have a meal in the afternoon. That wasn't a dumb thing. It's Loizman Suda. Therefore, since the Suda of people who have bread, that's why bread is Ma'akev for the night meal and the morning meal. Shalashut is not Zman Suda anymore. So you just have to have something special for Shabbos. Have whatever you want. You don't need bread. It's not Zman Suda. Therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, well, the same thing is true for the Tashlumin. It's not Zman Suda. You already had your meal. You had your Shachris meal. It's not Zman Suda anymore till night. So therefore, it's like Shalashudas. You're just having a meal before Shabbos. But you don't. Therefore, the bread is not Makiv anymore. That's why you don't go back. That's what he claims. You won't have to go back. I just want to finish off with a stipler. And this could be a very big pass off for us. Stipler says a person who had cake, he went to Kiddush, he went to Shdavan Shachris, there was a bar mitzvah, there was an off-roof, there was a Kiddush after Shachris, he had some cake, he said Ala Michya, and he said then he went home and had a nice good meal. Four chatzos, had a good meal, and then he forgets Ritzei. Does he have to go back? What's the din? What's the din if he forgets Ritzei on Shabbos morning? Do you go back? Go back, right? So this type of meal now. Maybe I'm Yotzei my Kiddush, but by the cake I had, maybe I'm Yotzei a Suda with that cake, because I mentioned Shabbos. Goes in the sugya where it's not, could very well be that you are Yotzei. And says, even if not, but since our cakes are all sofik hamotzi, do you know that? Do we make a bracha and cake at the end of the meal for dessert? Do we make a bracha and cake? Why not? Namelo. Sorry? On the time? Dessert. We speak the same language. Afters. Okay? Afters. Do you make a bracha on the cake? We don't make bracha on cake. Why? Favos? Why not? The suffix pass. Do you make bochan ice cream, make bochan pears? Why take different? It's a sophic pass. We don't know what to find. Pass above a kistin, you make mezainis. What is pass above a kistin? Different shittas. Therefore, I can't go into all the details, but in Maisa, our cakes are all suffix pass. If we don't make a bracha, maybe it's part of the pass. Here as well, the cake you had for a kiddush is suffix pass. If it was a pass, you read the yotze, your meal. And therefore your next meal is shanashutas. And therefore you don't have to go back if you forget what to say.
But
suffix drop on. See, that's what he's discussing. So, the in your nenu, what I found the big gain from the cipher is that we have a new tziruf now. If most people don't go hungry till chatzos, people go to a kiddush, on Wednesday morning they have a kiddush, then by the time they get home, by the time they get back together, it's very past miss chatzos. Chatzos in winter could be 11:20. See, we had the shtep davening. It was Shabbos Hanukkah. We had three sifrei Torah, a drasha, plus a kiddush. Then by the time you get home and get your act together, you missed chatzos. So, did we miss the mitzvah? So we have a new tziruf now. See, the kiddush you had cake. Get out to have the kugel, maybe not something. But if you have cake, then there's a tzad that you had, that's pass. And if you made sure to say, in your mention Shabbos in your alamichya, then you have another tzad. You already yotze your suda. Hashem yoreinu. Anyway, all of yadeinu. We saw different stadium. The best thing is to have your suda on time. Lemaisa, we saw a Bach. It seems very strict that if you miss your Suda Shachris, you can't have your Suda anymore. We saw Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Reg Peches, he's not worried about his Suda Shachris. Doesn't seem to be concerned. Baruch HaShulchan is. What's the issue exactly? Loizer. Shakoyach, and remember the Vuad Ram, the Ikr is that you should have Libud Ponui. First, you should plan ahead, make sure he has a Libud Ponui that. Besides the talent, have time to learn as well. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.